KFI AM 640. It is the Conway Show. And I got a text from a buddy. I said, hey, John is right. You know, Belio probably does all the work on the show, and then you just stroll in, and you're probably, you know, lacking behind all the other shows on the station because of that. And I said, okay, well, that's your point of view, right? Your opinion. And then I wrote him back. I said, guess which show on this station is the leader on Facebook, right? And it's us by far, by almost probably about 150,000, right?
Yes.
To the next closest show. We have most on Twitter.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I think we have more on Facebook than all the other shows combined.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't want to do this.
But they put you in a position. No, you didn't.
Right. Okay. On Instagram, we have more than all the other shows.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And we have the most endorsements and live reads.
Oh, we're going deep, huh?
Yeah, I got to. I got to try to kill this in the future.
Oh, boy.
It's like every time, you know, that happens in the cross, like, I'm going to break that list out. And they're like, oh, no, the list again. but we have the most endorsements, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I have my book here.
Oh, you're going to go over them?
Another show. We got Advanced Hair. That's a good one, right? CB Distillery, right? They think we're doing a cool job for them. So is Cunning Dental, HMS Capital, Morongo, Purigan Water, Saddleback, Scoremaster, Sunday, Sweet James.
Hello.
Right there. Plus, I don't want to go much deeper. Okay, one more. We raised the most amount of money in Katarina's Club. We had someone donate $100,000 check.
Yeah.
And we also donated the most food per show. We had some guy donate $100,000 in pasta, 100,000 pounds in pasta.
You are loved.
I'm just saying.
And you do a great job.
I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. If John sees me here early.
I didn't want to do it.
But it doesn't mean you're not at home.
I'm working my ass off at home.
You are, and people don't know that.
That's exactly right. But I don't come in to work because it's easier to work at home. Right?
I get it. I get it.
Yes, exactly.
No hard feelings. I get it.
All right. What should we do first?
Well, I put some audio in your folder. We could play
Where
that.
Where is that?
Go to the...
How do you get into it?
The L drive.
Oh, there it is. Oh, wow. I got a lot of stuff today.
I worked hard for you today.
Good for you. Okay. All right. Let's start with might as well here. Instagram and Facebook, I guess, are toxic. Is that right? How's that possible? I thought people enjoy Instagram and Facebook. Well, I guess not. Now they're toxic, right? And wipe you out.
The research shows teens blame Instagram for anxiety, depression, and body image issues. And the therapist we spoke to can attest to that research and says it's a constant battle. It's well known. Social media is a fixture in our lives. And internal research from Facebook acknowledges its Instagram app is toxic for teen girls.
Oh, boy.
Making body issues worse for 1 in 3 teen girls.
What? That's a lot, right? 33% of girls are depressed and shamed because of the body image?
It's body image. It's about not being enough, not having enough.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, when I was going to high school and Belio, and I'm not sure how old you are, Mark. Mark, do you say how old you are?
I'll never tell.
All right. One of those guys, Belio, you know. No, all right. But are you at least in your 40s?
I am at the age where you develop a profound narcissism complex, and all my pop culture references are from two generations earlier than me because my grandparents raised
me. Oh, is that right?
So you will never know. I'm going to make Guy Lombardo references that leave everybody in the audience scratching their heads.
Hey, how could, look, I'm sure that you had, some rough patches.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, I would love to have been raised by my grandparents.
Well, they were depression people, so they never threw anything away.
Okay. Mine were too.
So I'll be going through your trash later.
My grandmother was born in 1909 and 1910 and my grandfather was born in 1909.
Yeah, same.
And so they had no money, growing up. As a matter of fact, I remember my dad telling me stories. My dad told me a story that, you know, they took the plane deal. They lived outside of Cleveland, Ohio. So they took the paper every day, you know, 7 days a week. And my grandmother would fire the paper boy a week before Christmas so they wouldn't have to give him a Christmas tip.
That is world-class cheap. That's
Isn't
good.
That wild?
That's good.
And he also, and they just wrote on a note. My dad kept one of the notes, right? It just said, "Dear paper boy, you're fired. Sophia Conway."
I think I can beat you. I can go you one better.
Okay.
My Depression era grandfather, I once saw him sneeze into a handkerchief and pick something back out to keep from wasting good food. I probably shouldn't have said that. Huh?
Ding dong. Now I got one for you. My grandfather bought a doorbell for his house, right? And because they had not a huge house, but at certain parts of the house, you couldn't hear somebody knocking at the door. So they put a doorbell in. And he bought it for $3. If he paid another $2, they'd come out and install it. And he said, "Screw it, I'll do it myself." Not the handiest man in the world, but gave it a good old college try. So he hooked the doorbell up backwards. It rang all day. And when it stopped, he would say, "I'll get it."
Oh, we could go back and forth on this all night.
Let's go.
Okay. When I was a kid, this will give you some rough idea of my age. When I was a kid, the thing I wanted most in the world for my birthday was the G.I. Joe mobile support vehicle. It had like a rocket launcher.
Sure.
It was the coolest thing you'll ever see. One of my friends came over and was watching TV with his mouth hanging open and broke the rocket launcher. My grandpa took it back to the store and just kept the money. That was the end of it. I'm still looking for those on eBay.
Okay, my turn. My grandfather and grandmother had phone service come out to their house in the 1920s. Or late 20s, early 30s. And they, you know, for $8, you can get phone service. For another $2, they could hook it up into the house. My grandfather, again, too cheap, and he said, "Leave the phone where the connection is." And they said, "Well, it's on top of a phone pole." He goes, "Screw it, just leave it there."
Well, why not?
So whenever the phone rang, my grandfather would have to climb up the phone pole in the backyard and answer it. Well, and if it was for my grandmother, he would shimmy down and go, "Madge, it's for you."
Spry.
She had to crawl up the pole to get it.
I see nothing wrong with that. They were hardier in the old days. They had more robust immune systems.
That's right.
They ate stuff off the floor. And in fact, okay, here's the only other one I'm going to add for right now. Speaking to their hardier immune systems, reused coffee grounds that sat out all night in the pot. They didn't think anything about that. And when I came back from my first year of college, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" They're like, "Oh, so now you're all highfalutin, aren't you?"
All right, my turn. One last one. My dad takes us to a place called Westwood Marquee. You know, he had made it big on the Carol Burnett Show, and he was going to take us to a buffet, right? A brunch, they call it in wealthy people's lingo, right? So we go to the Westwood Marquee for brunch, and it's fancy as hell. There's cloth napkins, cloth table, you know, tablecloths. There's a maitre d' there. Everything is in crystal, the wine glasses, champagne glasses. And my dad paid for the whole thing. It was probably back then, you know, $250 for his whole family to have this brunch. And as my dad was leaving, the maitre d' pulled my dad aside and said, "Excuse me, Mr. Conway, this is kind of embarrassing. I think your mom put the crystal salt shaker and pepper shaker in her purse." And he turned to her, he goes, "Please don't tell me that happened." And she opens up her purse and she goes, "It must have fallen off the table."
My grandpa absolutely stole rolls, uneaten rolls off other people's tables at restaurants as we were leaving.
That is great, man.
I'm closing it out with that.
Good for you, buddy.
We
love that.
We could do a whole show on that.
We could absolutely. We could take calls all night on that. All right, very good. We're live on KFI More now with Mark. KFI AM 640, Conway Show. What I was saying before when I was talking to Mark was, you know, we were talking about Facebook and Instagram, you know, that a lot of girls, 33% of young girls are depressed because they feel body shamed, that they don't have the same body image as what you see on TikTok or Facebook or Instagram. And I was going to say, at least like Bellio, now Bellio's younger than I am, but when you were in high school, and certainly when I was in high school, when it was over at 3 o'clock, it was over. It was just, it ended. Now high school is 24 hours a day for these kids because they have to go home. They have to check Facebook. If somebody, you know, spreads a rumor about them or there's a party that somebody's not invited to, you see it 24 hours a day right on that Facebook page.
I could not have dealt with that. I don't know how teenagers do.
Yeah, I know, because once at 3 o'clock in, you know, junior high or high school, if you're going through a period where you weren't getting along with one of your friends, or maybe you got in trouble at school for doing something, at 3 o'clock, it was over. And you could literally go home and rest and not have to deal with it, especially from Friday to a Monday. But now you go home on Friday, and if you get in any trouble in school, it's going to be all over Facebook and people are going to be talking about it and you got to respond to people. I don't know how kids deal with it.
I remember, you know, being like a sophomore and coming in before school started and everybody would gather in the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah.
And people would talk about something, like a group of my friends would be talking about something they did like on Saturday and I wasn't part of it.
Aww.
And I would feel horrible and so left out.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine like seeing photos of it and videos of it all weekend and people's comments?
Yeah, I wish I could relate to that. I just can't. But I imagine
the guy sitting on the beach reading the sports section when you're 15. Really? That guy?
With hoop socks on.
Yeah. And sandals. Really?
Not sandals.
Oh, my bad.
Not a USA sandals.
Thank you.
I got to get Angel off my back here. I was the guy reading the sports page. I was reading Jim Murray. When I was 13, we'd take the bus, the RTD to the beach, and it was three buses. It was one from Ventura Boulevard down to Sepulveda, another one to Westwood, and then in Westwood, you'd take all the way out to the beach. It's an hour and a half, right? Because all of our parents were too lazy to drive us, right? They just said, you know, when we were 13, they said, here's 50 cents, go take the bus, get the hell out of here. But, you know, I was maybe 11 or 12 when I went on the bus by myself to the beach, right? I remember certainly in seventh grade. What is that? How old are you in seventh grade? 12, maybe?
12, yeah.
Okay. So I was 12 years old. But I'd be on the beach. All my friends would be there. You know, I'd playing volleyball or football or talking to the gals. And I'd be reading the LA Times, the sports page.
And that would go viral today. Like your friends would take videos of it and they'd pass it around and post it.
And one of my friends, I remember a friend of mine sitting down next to me. He says, why do you read the newspaper every day? And I said, I don't know. I just like to keep up on what's going on. And he goes, yeah, but that news, it changes every day. And I just looked at him like, that's why I read it.
Exactly.
Yeah, stay it changes. It. And you got to keep up with the changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Keep up with the changes. All right, very good. But anyway, so Facebook and Twitter. A little more audio here on how this is really horrible for young girls.
Elizabeth Maybalian is a licensed therapist at the Teen Therapy Center in Woodland Hills, and she's well aware of Instagram's mental health impacts on teens, all heightened during the pandemic.
Being home, not having as many outlets, not having as much socialization, I think children fell more into the trap of, you know, being pulled into things like social media.
Facebook's own research shows teens blame Instagram for their anxiety and depression, and 6% of users in the U.S. with suicidal thoughts trace them back to Instagram.
Wow, that's a huge number. 6%.
Extremely concerning findings for parents.
It's a real thing. It's a big deal in our house.
Amber Kennedy and her 17-year-old daughter, Emma Jane Kennedy.
Oh, that's a cool name. Emma Jean, right? Like Emma Jean Coca?
Emma Jane Kennedy.
That's like an old throwback name. I like that name. Emma Jean Coca.
Emma Jane Kennedy often discuss social media impacts.
By the way, if you're raised by your grandparents, Emma Jean Coca was huge.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say something about that. Let's have some Sid Caesar references tonight, too. Let's have some Ernie Kovacs references.
That's great. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Mark Ronner. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. And I just had a discussion with Bellio, which was pretty good. I'm sure she doesn't want it aired, but we got 4 hours to film, so what the hell. But I asked Bellio, I said, if it wasn't for you, because Bellio does all the social media for our show. I said,
you're also involved, but I help you with
please.
It.
Please. I answer like, you know, 100 a day, but you do the rest of the work. But I said to Bellio, I said, if you weren't on social media handling all our, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, how many followers would we have on Facebook if it wasn't for you? And you said 15, maybe 20,000.
Yeah.
Right? I totally believe that. I agree with that. I think you do more on for our social media than all of the other radio show producers combined.
And what I said to you, John Cobalt saw me here at 2.
Right.
And he's like, you're here at 2? You know?
And that's late for you. You're usually here 11:31 to maybe between 11:30 and 1.
Yeah. And I said, that's nothing that he sees me here. It's when I go home and what I do away from here.
That's right.
Is where that benefits.
You're
that.
Always on top of it when it comes to breaking news or whatever. You instantly get out of bed at 3 a.m. if there's a fire or any kind of shooting or accident, whatever.
And that's my mom and dad's work ethic.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you bang that out. Are we up on Instagram with that story yet? Or
yeah, it is on Instagram. It's 2 slides, so you've got to.
Okay. All right. So this is interesting. If you go to Instagram, and this is a true story, and we backed it up with documentation. So just you got to see. It has to do with 9/11. Go to Instagram. Hold on.
Instagram.
.com.
How'd you spell that?
/ Instagram. Instagram. Instagram.com/ Conway Show. Right. And we don't ask it. You know, to go there every day, but we're asking you to go there now. And you go to Instagram.com/ Conway Show and you click on the first picture there. And it says, remembering 403 heroes on 9/11. If you dig deeper into that article, and that article, I believe, is from the Union Times. And that's a number that's pretty sort of commonplace when it comes to 9/11. There are 434 firefighters that died. And 60 cops, most of them NYPD, but some of them were the officers that patrol the river, right? But they're also cops. What do they call them? They do the bus service, and there's a term for them, and I'd hate to not include them. But there's a term, and I'm sure people are yelling, especially if you're from New York, you know, you're yelling at the radio right now, you stupid A-O's, and But there are cops. They work for, the transit service, and I don't want to leave them out. So there are 60 cops that died on 9/11 in the Twin Towers. 60, 343 firemen from FY. I think it's I don't think they do NYFD. I think it's FDNY. FDNY for the Fire Department of New York City. A total of 403 police officers and firemen died in the buildings on 9/11 in the World Trade Tower or towers. 403. It's a horrible, horrible story. So I always like to see if there's any kind of connection on 9/11, right? To the actual event. 20 years later, on 9/11, in the state of California, the California pick 3 number was 403. The exact number of officers and firefighters that were killed on 9/11. If that's not an omen and a weird sign that there's a higher power, it wasn't 043, it wasn't 340 or 304. The pick 3, the daily 3 pick 3 number in California on 9/11 was 403. The exact number of firefighters and police officers that were killed on 9/11. That is unbelievable. But even more remarkable than that, when it comes to coincidences, right? On the 1 year anniversary on 9/11, the New York State pick 3 number, on the 1 year anniversary of 9/11, the New York State pick 3 number was 911. You can look that up. 911, in that order. That is remarkable.
Port Authority.
Port Authority cops.
Tim Lynn. Thank Tim Lynn
for that. Yes, Tim Lynn is terrific. yeah, Port Authority cops. There is as much of a cop as NYPD. But it was 403, and you can look this up. We have the slide up on Instagram. Police officers and firemen killed in 9/11, and the California number on 9/11, 403. That's got to mean that there is some kind of higher power that just sort of likes to, let you know they're around every once in a while. And maybe it was the firefighters and the cops, right, giving a nod to their gambling friends in California who might have a liking to gambling. I don't like to say addiction, but
liking's better.
They enjoy it.
They enjoy it.
Yeah, they enjoy the hazarding part of their wages on outcomes of certain events. Okay. That's remarkable. But the bigger one is the one-year anniversary on 9/11 in the state of New York, 9/11. And then so many people had it that they lost money that day. They lost hundreds of thousands of dollars because there was tens of thousands of people who had that number. That is unbelievable. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. We're now with Mark Rotter.
Officials in Riverside and San Bernardino County say they won't be following L.A. County's lead in mandating proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. Public health officials in Idaho have expanded health care rationing statewide because of high numbers of COVID-19 patients in hospitals. And firefighters have wrapped the base of the world's largest tree in a fire-resistant blanket as they try to save a famous grove of gigantic old-growth sequoias from wildfires burning in California's Sierra Nevada mountains. We'll let you know about a slowdown on the 10 next.
All right, let's talk about Sweet James, everybody. Yeah, Sweet James is the best. And, a lot of times there are surprises in life. You know, may experience a good one, but every once in a while you run into a bad one. And an accident where you're injured, that's a horrible one. Well, that's where my friends at Sweet James Accident Attorneys come in. That's all they do. So call them up. They've helped thousands of listeners, just perhaps like you, right, get the medical treatment or recover millions of dollars every month. That's what they do. There's no justice in accepting a lowball offer from your insurance company after you've been injured in an accident. That's their job. KFI AM 640. It's Conway's show. Matt Money Smith is coming on at 8 o'clock. That's always cool, right? Half of the Petros and Money show over there at 570 AM. Home of the ninth consecutive year that baseball team, the LA Dodgers, made the playoffs. The home of the Los Angeles Dodgers for all your playoff games coming up here in about 3 weeks or so. So that's going to be pretty cool, right? Ding dong. Ding dong. All right, another thing we've got to worry about. You know, we have to worry about COVID. You got to worry about the flu. You got to worry about the drought. You got to worry about this, about that, right? The whole run. Let's put another one on your plate. Dog flu.
We've been reporting on a dangerous outbreak of leptospirosis. That's the bacterial infection that can be...
Leftover sporosis?
On a dangerous outbreak of leptospirosis. The bacterial infection that can make dogs seriously ill. Well, now the I-team has new information about another growing threat. The largest outbreak of canine influenza on record.
Oh, my God.
Is now plaguing L.A. County, and health officials tell us it's spreading fast.
Uh-oh. All right, what can we do about it?
We tracked down a Tarzana family whose dog just recovered from the flu.
Pull, everyone pull.
One-year-old Blue is the Lasher family's golden retriever.
Aww.
He's full of energy and loves playing in the yard. But it's a far cry from just weeks ago when Blue developed this terrible cough after staying at doggy daycare.
All right, yeah, the doggy daycare maybe is where he caught it, right? Do you think they're gonna say that he was feeling Blue at some point in the story? You think they'll do that?
Probably.
Or it's probably like too serious, right? You can't mess around with dog flu, right?
Weeks ago, when Blue developed this terrible cough after staying at doggy daycare while the family was on vacation.
Wow, it sounds horrible, this dog.
While the family was on vacation.
He sounds like a bear.
While the family was on vacation. You can hear it on this video the family took while on the phone with the vet.
It sounded like he was...
Sounds like an old man, like 99 in ICU.
while on the phone with the vet.
It sounded like he was gasping for air and could hardly breathe. It was so scary to see him like that.
A test from the veterinarian confirmed the diagnosis. H3N2, otherwise known as canine influenza or dog flu. It's now sweeping across L.A. County at boarding facilities, doggy daycares, even parks.
All right. You hear that?
It's now sweeping across L.A. County at boarding facilities, doggy daycares, even parks.
Time to keep your dog inside, too. Or get the dog mask, right? Got to mask those dogs. And dogs can't go to daycare unless they've been fully vaccinated. And they got to keep six paws from each other.
Often through shared water bowls or other close contact. The I-team obtained this email from the health department sent out to veterinarians across L.A. County confirming dozens of cases, with some boarding daycare facilities reporting over 100 dogs becoming ill.
Wait, what?
Reporting over 100 dogs becoming ill.
Wait a minute, some daycare facilities. Let me get this right.
Daycare facilities reporting over 100 dogs becoming ill.
Oh, my God. And then you got to still pay for boarding. It's horrible.
Julio Lopez is Blue's veterinarian.
We've known him his whole life since he was a puppy. And we know when he comes to the vet hospital to see us, he's always wagging his tail. His whole body's wagging. And when he came in, I knew something was wrong. He looked up at me, didn't get up to greet me as usual, and put his head back down and started coughing immediately.
Dr. Lopez says that cough is the telltale sign. It's usually so significant, he says it will keep everyone in the house awake at night.
Oh, no.
But the virus normally starts with just minor symptoms.
If they start to notice their dog has some sniffling, sneezing, coughing, that starts to progress over a couple of days, those might be the first signs that their dog may be dealing with dog flu.
Hey, this is a big deal, right? There are a lot of people who have dogs, they don't have kids, and their dogs mean the world to them. So this is important news. I've not seen this on any of the local TV news, only here on KFI, right? Or I guess... on whatever station
NBC.
This was. NBC. Huh?
But you can protect your pet. There's now a vaccine available to keep them from getting sick in the first place. It's one shot and then a second one 2 to 4 weeks later.
Oh, got to vax the dogs, right? I wonder if there's going to be a certain breed that is going to be hesitant to get the vax, right? What would that be? Like standard poodles maybe? Or I don't know.
Why maybe, do you think the poodles would be against it?
I don't know. Maybe pit bulls?
My puppies are half poodles.
Are they?
Yeah, Havapoos.
Havapoos?
That's what they call them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You say that to people like when you in malls and stuff when they ask?
I do. John doesn't like it. But
wonder
I do.
Why.
He goes, don't say that. And I go, but that's what they are. He goes, but just say Havanese poodle. Please don't say Havapoo.
Please don't say it. And you probably, on the other hand, can't wait to rattle that out.
I'm okay with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're like, you know, you put your dogs, you see kids, you're like, hey, dogs, look at those kids over there. Oh, wait, what do you mean, what are my dogs called? Hey, Johnny, watch this. Havapoos. How about that?
To keep them from getting sick in the first place, it's one shot and then a second one 2 to 4 weeks later.
Are you going to get your dogs vaccinated for the flu?
You know what?
Are you dog hesitant?
I was a little hesitant about it.
Were you?
Yeah.
All right.
But I wouldn't want them going through that.
That's right. I don't know.
And you can ask your vet to schedule it with their regular shots.
I'm sure at some of these daycare facilities and these, daycare facilities or parks, it's going to be, you know, they're going to have to show their vax card. You're going to have to show yours and your dog's. God, I don't know where we're going with society.
The dog flu vaccine is a great idea for any pets that are very social, so they're going out to dog parks.
All right. Mine are antisocial. Maybe save a couple of bucks on the flu vax.
They meet a lot of other dogs on walks.
Hey, Angel, you getting Olive vaxxed, or is she an anti-vaxxer?
Yeah, she's an anti-vaxxer. She's got all of her regular stuff, like the Bordetella and everything.
Right.
But, you know, when we go to the dog park and when you have viruses like this that are floating around, I usually bring my own bowl so that she can drink out of that instead of
using that
community bowl that all the dogs slobber in and drink
yes,
out of.
Yes, that's horrible. Right? Yeah, she wears her, make
Yeah, she's got
make
that
her dog
doggy
park great again.
She does, and it's printed on top of her doggy N95 mask.
That's great.
Or for those pets that go to daycare or boarding facilities.
It's something the Lasher family wishes they knew about before Blue got infected and had to go through weeks worth of treatment and medication.
Oh, that's gotta be expensive as well, right?
If there's a way for this to prevent your animal from getting sick or anyone else's.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Please, you know, consider the vaccine. Yeah. Do yourself a favor and do everyone else one too.
And keep.
Do a what?
Do everyone else one too.
A run all swin?
Do everyone else one too.
I don't know what that is.
And keep this in mind. Public health officials warn the dog flu can still be contagious even as your pet is recovering. So infected dogs should be kept away from other pets for 28 days. And if
you think
your pet was exposed, you should quarantine them for 14 days. And one more note here. There are no cases of dog flu making humans ill.
Oh, I would have led with that.
There are no cases of dog flu making humans ill.
Yeah, if I were the producer of this piece, I would have started this piece differently. This is how this piece would have started if I was the producer at NBC.
There are no cases of dog flu making humans ill. We've been reporting on a dangerous outbreak of leptospirosis. That's the bacterial infection.
And then every like 8 seconds, I would repeat that until people got the point. So this is how, if I were at NBC producing this piece, it would sound a little like this.
Outbreak of leptospirosis. That's there are no cases of dog flu making humans ill. It's the bacterial infection. There are no cases of dog flu making humans ill. That can make dogs seriously ill. There are no cases of dog flu. There are no cases of dog flu making humans ill. Making humans ill. Well, now the I-team has new information about another growing. There are no cases of dog flu.
A better making, package right, that way. Right. It really drives the point home.
That's why I'm not over there, right?
One of many.
Big dog. All right. We're live on KFI AM 640.